Welcome to the Prajati's first ever podcast. Today we have a super cool guest, Mr. Anish Andhiria, who is the big boss at Wildlife Conservation Trust. He's going to talk about what WCT is up to and how it's making a difference in India. WCT is a non-profit that works with over 160 national parks and sanctuaries in 23 states in India. And by the way, Mr. Andhiria is a total rock star. He's won the Carl Zeiss Conservation Award in 2008 and the UAAICT Distinguished Alumnus Award in 2017. So let's welcome Mr. Anish Andhiria.
Hello, Anish. First of all, of course, okay, for joining this podcast. Since this is a new series, I think you are a first host. So thank you once again.
It's a pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Before we go ahead, let me start with the word wildlife conservation. Google ke hisab se, wildlife conservation refers to the practices of protecting wild species and their habitats to maintain healthy wildlife population and to restore, protect, or enhance nature ecosystem. How true do you think this statement stands for you? And does Wildlife Conservation Trust, in short, which is WCT, works on these principles?
Yeah, I think definitely the entire team is motivated. जो सारे हम काम कर रहे हैं साथ में, सबके motivation में यही है कि human beings have overburdened the planet with a lot of developmental pressures, because of which the environment, which is largely the natural ecosystems, जहाँ से हमें अपना oxygen, पानी, खाना, सब कुछ वहीं से आज भी मिल रहा है, कितनी भी technology आप बढ़ा दो.
Right.
So water, food meaning good soil, water, flowing water, and of course oxygen is all coming from nature. And because apna planet is a finite space, aur kuch bhi yahan se andar ya bahar nahi jata, and our populations are over 7 billion, the issue is obviously the pressure that all these populations, whether we are in America or Europe or Japan or in India, whether we are a poor country or a rich country, whether we are big or small, every single human being is putting pressure, and that too negative pressure, on this finite space that we call Earth.
Okay.
And for millions of years before human beings evolved on this planet, the Earth survived without us. The planet doesn't require human beings. Hamari zarurat nahi hai planet ko. Planet ki zarurat hame hai. So when you are in such a precarious situation, जहाँ आपको जो आप जिस स्पेस में रह रहे हो उसकी जरूरत है, और आप उसके संतुलन के लिए अगर कुछ ना करें तो इट इज सुसाइडल. एंड फॉर एनी लॉजिकल थिंकिंग एंड एजुकेटेड पर्सन, इट बिकम्स मोर ऑर लेस रिक्वायरमेंट टू डू समथिंग कंस्ट्रक्टिव सो दैट वी कैन अनडू व्हाट जनरेशंस बिफोर अस, ह्यूमन जनरेशंस बिफोर अस हैव डन. So our organization obviously is trying to see how an equilibrium is reached, how we can balance environmental needs with the development, because the reality is, whether we like it or not, conservation hum kehte hai, but main kabhi kabhi kehta hu, conservation is nothing but sustainable consumption of natural resources.
Okay.
So while we say we will protect tigers, when we say we protect the polar bear, when we say we protect the cheetah or a leopard or whatever, it could be a bird species, at the end of the day, to protect them you have to protect natural ecosystems, or natural ecosystems who, when you protect, you automatically protect river systems, and rivers pe to hum dependent hai. All the big cities are either located next to an ocean or next to a river, hai na?
So right,
sara jo pani nature hi manufacture kar raha hai. So even when we do species conservation, even when we do landscape conservation, iska jo by product hai wo hai shuddh hawa, शुद्ध पानी, रिन्यूएबल रिसोर्सेज जो भी है ये, और इससे फायदा ह्यूमंस का ही हो रहा है. सो आई फील दैट व्हेन यू टॉक ऑफ कंजर्वेशन, यू ऑटोमेटिकली टॉक ऑफ वेलबींग ऑफ ऑल लाइफ ऑन अर्थ, इंक्लूडिंग ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. एंड आई पर्सनली फील दैट यू कैन नॉट नाउ, जब सडनली हम 160,000 साल से होमो सेपियंस, जो हमारी स्पीशीज है, वो है यहाँ पर.
राइट.
अब इतने सालों में जो भी हुआ है, इनिशियली वी वर लाइक एनी अदर को इनहेबिटेंट ऑफ आवर्स, जो अलग स्पीशीज है वैसे ही थे हम. Where we were living in balance, in the sense that हमें भी कोई hunt करता था, हम किसी को hunt करते थे, पास कोई ऐसे tools नहीं थे, like any other species, in that situation we were fine. But the moment we started inventing tools, we started getting more and more complex, and the technology that we have created, आज हम technology यानी हम space की बात करते हैं, we are machine learning, we talk of artificial intelligence, we take our spaceships to Mars, लेकिन पहले भी हम जब tools यानी arrows बनाना शुरू किया, when we started chipping the stone to make sharp cutting objects when we started creating fire. So ye tools bhi kafi vinashkari the, unhone the lord of our, we started controlling nature temporarily. Obviously now we realize that we didn't control nature forever, we just controlled it temporarily till we got wiped out. तो हमने कुछ कंट्रोल किया, फिर हमारी पूरी वहां की जो पॉपुलेशन थी वो लुप्त हो गई, फिर अलग अलग जगह पे रहते थे, और आज हमने अपने आप को इंसुलेट कर लिया है फ्रॉम द वैगरीज ऑफ एनवायरमेंट, यानी जो बैड वेदर वगैरह समझो आप. तो आज की तारीख में धूप हो या एक्सट्रीम विंटर हो, हमारे घर में एयर कंडीशन है और हम अपने आप को इंसुलेट कर लेते हैं. तो उसके वजह से वी हैव एक्सप्लोडेड एज अ स्पीशीज, एंड उसके वजह से there is huge pressure, irreversible. So I feel as a human being, as someone who has taken oxygen, water and food from this planet, I and my team feel that we have to give back something. And therefore, WCT is just a way of giving back to nature so that hum hamara is planet pe zinda rehne ka rent ada kar sakte. So we are not, we are only paying the rent to Mother Nature so that she accepts us on this land. That is how we are. So I think kabhi aisa nahi mante ki hum koi bahut bada kaam kar rahe hain. As we grow, we have to give back something, because otherwise next generations, unborn generations, just jo humne dekhe bhi nahi hai, they will suffer. And when I say, for me an unborn generation is not only a human baby, but it is a people, ped ka jo pauda abhi tak nahi uga hai, ya jo pani mein rehne wali shark machhi hai, ya land pe rehne wala great indian bustard hai, hamare liye wo unborn generations hai. To hum आज अगर कुछ अच्छा करें जो वातावरण के लिए अच्छा हो, तो ऑटोमेटिकली ये अनबॉर्न जनरेशंस को काम आएगा. तो हम उस हिसाब से चलते हैं, और दिस इज व्हाई डब्ल्यूसीटी वाज फॉर्मड, एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू डू थिंग्स. देयर इज लॉट टू डू, एंड वन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन हियर एंड देयर कैन नॉट मेक अ बिग डिफरेंस. सो वी विल नीड मेनी मोर डब्ल्यूसीटीज, वी विल नीड मेनी मोर इंडिविजुअल्स. व्हाट यू आर डूइंग ऑल्सो टू हैव दीज टॉक्स इज ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट, बिकॉज द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन एंड ऑल्सो सम ऑफ द ग्रे हेड पीपल जो nonsensicals है, उनको भी ये देखने की जरूरत है, क्योंकि then they will realize that they, this is the time and they have already earned money, that they need to give back something to nature. So I think this kind of shows are also a good way of not only motivating the younger generation, but also trying to tell the older generation that if you have reproduced, which means if you have had babies, and if your babies are going to have babies, then it's your responsibility to make sure that instead of crores of rupees in your bank, you have to make sure that the oxygen that is available to you is available to them. Otherwise, wo sara paisa unki parvarish, unko oxygen aur pani kharidne mein chala jayega.
But don't you think, like, you, economic growth, it generally depends on human innovation, human's creativity. If a human is creative, agar hum aur create karenge, agar hum more innovations lange, that will definitely harm the planet. Some or the other way, that will require natural resources and planet resources or mother earth resources. So how can a wildlife along with economic growth can sustain? We don't have, we've been working around this sustainability at both the parties, but we haven't found any kind of a common solution or a final solution. So what do you think, like, this process of making sure and like the resources all also remain intact, even the economic growth will also go ahead, how can humans and wildlife live together in a peaceful manner? I know it's a very big question, like, we've been asking this question, we have seen movies, animation movies, everywhere we have been looking at and around these questions. So what do you think around this?
So I think, like you said, it's not a question that can be answered in few lines, but it is not about whether there is a balance or not. We have known through what is happening today, when earthquakes happen, our cities are not equipped to take them, right? Earthquakes are natural phenomena. It is not because of human beings. But when we talk of technology, then we should have technology that can insulate everybody, right? Why technology ka output is different for different people? Why is it not the same for the rich and the poor? So if there is technology, then everybody should benefit equally. So when you talk of innovation, when you talk of technology, when you talk of growth, we are currently living in a lopsided planet where handful of people are controlling the planet financially and also in terms of, you know, the kind of businesses that are around. Majority of the planet is living on hand-to-mouth existence, you know? So right. 225 years of revolution, industrial revolution, before that green revolution, all that we do, yet by depleting most of our natural resources, which means sare apne India mein, there is only 5% of land of India is under protection, that is, it's either national park, sanctuary, conservation reserve or community reserve. Khali 5%. Okay.
Okay.
Just has 1% under protection. Okay. So by liquidating 99% in Europe and 95% in India, liquidating natural resources in terms of forest or whatever that ecosystem is, we are still in a situation where we are talking about recession, we are still talking about slump in growth, we are still talking about unemployment, we are talking about disease that we don't know what to do about, we're talking about refugee situations, we're talking about social injustice, we're talking about law and order, we're talking about wars, we're still talking about wars. Yesterday, you know, on the news it was that Ukraine's, the head of,
Zelensky, you're talking about.
We still have no settlement, right? So if technology, which is created ammunitions, if technology that is created medicines, if technology that is created spaceships, everything that you have around you, still if we are unhappy as a species, and you agree with me that there is hardly anybody who is content today,
right?
So then we have to go back to our roots and ask, why are other animals surviving on this planet without technology?
Right?
Why is a bird migrating from Siberia to India to South Africa every year without technology? Why is a whale diving 8-9 kilometers inside to feed on certain things and coming up at the right time, spawning? Why is the fish going up the stream and surviving there, right? So
right.
Those right. Natural processes, if followed to the last T, the species, and there are many more species on planet than we know of, right? So despite our negative influence on this planet, and such a big negative influence on this planet, the so-called technology that other species have in them, which means the adaptation to survive in with those elements that are available in nature,
right?
It is far more supreme than our destructive power. And so on the other side, we know that all the natural processes we have disowned, and we have created our own financial fitness model. Instead of biological fitness, we say we are believe in financial fitness. So we have moved the paradigm completely from all other species. That is, we know about 1.3 million species. They all follow biological fitness model. Right. Human beings said, hey, this is, we are not happy with it. We will have a financial model. And then why is it that in just two centuries, we are talking of extinction? Whereas the dinosaurs were on this planet from 250 million years to 70 million years. So nearly 180 million years they were there.
Right.
And we have spent 0.16 million years, which means 160,000 years. Tigers, the way we know them, have been around for 3 million years. Yani 30 lakh saal, 1.6 lakh saal hue. Aur aaj bhi tigers hain. So nature knows it much better than human beings, that human beings have understood now. At least a small proportion of human beings have understood.
So
I think that there is not like we don't have a choice. It is not like whether we would want to balance conservation and all the well-being of wild spaces and economy. There is no other option but to align ourselves and therefore reposition ourselves in such a way that whatever our goals are, that we want a growth rate of 10. It is impossible to have a growth rate of 10
right.
for year on year, right? Because that is against nature. Nature doesn't grow that like that. So nature believes in a cyclical system, whereas we believe in linear systems. And if it is X, then tomorrow it will be 2X, then it is 3X, 4X, or sometimes it is X to 10X, exponential. So our business models are all thinking about linear growth and exponential growth, but nature is circular. So we will have to, there is no option but to align with nature, and all our growth models, all our models where we are talking about providing food to the poor, providing health service to the poor, will have to come through nature, by sustaining nature rather than creating those things in labs, because the amount of money is disproportionately high. And by the time we find solutions, the microbes find another way of destroying you.
Right,
so
right.
When you have a disease and you try solutions, which means you want everybody to survive, which means jo bhi weakness hai in the population, if we don't want the weakness to go, we want to find a solution. By the time we put billions of dollars and we snatch it away from the mouths of the hungry and put it, and then we price our medicine which only the rich and the famous will be able to buy. By the time we have succeeded in that and a few corporates have made money, there is a new microbe that comes in.
Definitely, so it will happen.
Now with different wars, now with the social unrest that is showing a big refugee crisis, not only in Africa, which is considered to be a poor country, but in Europe, which is considered to be one of the most strongest economies, tells right. us that we've gone horribly wrong just because we have tried to move away from the law of nature. And it's high time that we move back ourselves, align ourselves with nature, or there'll be time for us to say bye-bye.
Right. I believe even nature is kind of responding to us. जैसे आपने देखा होगा तुर्की में अभी अर्थक्वेक हुआ, the drastic as in life it has taken. What we call as natural disaster, I believe they are nothing but some way or other way triggered by humans. Some activity which humans were doing it, the economic development, the industrialization, somewhere it is triggering that natural disaster to happen so often. You are right. Like whenever economic growth is considered, it's always linear. We always look for that end goal. We never consider what we have been doing so far. Aadi main news pad raha tha, like India found lithium resource in Jammu and Kashmir. Agreed, India found lithium growth. But the thing is, how much that diversity around that lithium resource would suffer just for the mining of that thing is, it's something we should also bring that point.
And also the world over, people are saying move from these kind of lithium batteries to other type of, you know, ways of storing electricity.
Right.
We have phase out from these kind of batteries anyway. So now you're finding lithium. Because it's lithium, we will put industries there, and then we will say that we have said that by this year, India will become carbon neutral. But now that we have found this, let us make the most of it and destroy some of these beautiful forests of Kashmir, which is right. basically generating so much of water for us.
Yes.
Poor people don't, I mean, you find it beautiful. People go there as tourists, but people who live there, and we work in Kashmir as well. So we know that they're not easy there.
Yeah.
And on top of it, now people will think that this will come along with it, prosperity will come. We should go back in time and say, show me prosperity, where that prosperity is sustainable. I don't want to see prosperity which brings up the economy for 10 years or 15 years and then slumps. Show me prosperity which is sustainable, maybe slow, but sustainable. That is what I call prosperity. It's not about chalo lithium hai wahan industry hai kal lithium khatam hoga aur sara udhar you know khandar ban jayenge.
My next question is around WCT initiatives. So question not, but I know some initiative which WCT has been part of. One was you have worked with the Maharashtra Village Social Transformation Foundation, jahan pe aapne villagers in Vidarbh and wildlife ke beech mein jo conflict tha usko reduce kiya. So this conflict, what exactly this conflict was like? Does this mean जो वाइल्ड लाइफ थे वो फार्मर्स के लैंड पे आ रहे थे एंड जस्ट टू सेव देयर लाइवलीहुड फार्मर्स वर हर्टिंग देम काइंड ऑफ अटैकिंग देम दिस इज व्हाट द कॉन्फ्लिक्ट वाज.
सो आई विल गिव यू सम बैकग्राउंड बिकॉज़ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट, जैसे हम मनी मानते हैं कि कोई कॉन्फ्लिक्ट होता है, कॉन्फ्लिक्ट हमारे दिमाग में है, जानवरों के लिए इंटरेक्शन है.
यस
पहले कैसा था कि ऑलरेडी बहुत हंटिंग हुआ था ब्रिटिश के टाइम पे, ब्रिटिश गन्स टाइगर है वहां, तभी हमारे कैमरा ट्रैप में 18 टाइगर्स आए थे. तो उसमें जो कंजर्वेशन में जो एक लीप लिया है, टाइगर कंजर्वेशन में जो सक्सेस हुआ है, उस सक्सेस के पीछे जो भी हुआ है आज, उसके वजह से टाइगर पॉपुलेशन, जानवरों की पॉपुलेशन सिचुएशन अच्छी थी जंगलों में लोग.
तो ये जो डिक्रीज हुआ था टाइगर की पॉपुलेशन में, ये पोचिंग की वजह से ज्यादा हुआ था कि जो
हंटिंग पोचिंग हंटिंग, यानी उसमें पोचिंग भी होती होगी कुछ, लेकिन लोग मारते थे. बट फिर जब प्रोटेक्शन वाइल्ड लाइफ प्रोटेक्शन एक्ट आया, उसके बाद तो पोचिंग, क्योंकि हंटिंग वॉज नॉट अलाउड. यानी जो गेम हंटिंग होता है जो यूरोप में, अमेरिका में भी,
राइट,
लाइसेंस एंड शूट, वो इंडिया में 1972 से बंद हो गया.
Okay.
तो तब फिर जो भी होता रहा उसको यू कैनॉट कॉल हंटिंग, इट इज पोचिंग.
बट
तक टाइगर की पॉपुलेशन कम हो चुकी थी. बाद में ये 2006-07 के बाद ये जो प्रोटेक्शन इम्प्रूव होते गया, उस कारण जहां टाइगर बहुत पहले थे और बीच में 30-40 सालों के लिए टाइगर कम हो चुके थे, सो जो भी उनके वजह से दिक्कतें आती थी वो अमाउंट वाइज कम थी, सो इट वाज नॉट मेकिंग सो मेनी न्यूज आइटम्स. बट बाद में जो ये पॉपुलेशन बढ़ा, आज उस एरिया में 50 टाइगर्स है अडल्ट और 20 के ऊपर कब्ज है. और वहां 600 विलेजेस है, 600 विलेज के बीचों बीच जंगल के अंदर टाइगर बच्चे, लेपर्ड, भालू, सब कुछ. तो जब इतने ज्यादा एनिमल्स और लोग भी पहले कम थे और अब पॉपुलेशन ज्यादा है, प्लस उनके एस्पिरेशंस अलग है, जो पहले सिर्फ खेती करते थे आज छोटे छोटे व्यवसाय, बहुत सारे बच्चे अलग अलग स्कूल में दूर दूर जाते हैं, लोगों की एक्सपेक्टेशंस अपने आप से बढ़ने लगी है, तो जंगल से लकड़ी ज्यादा कटने लगी है, तो जंगल की क्वालिटी कम हो जाती है, एनिमल पॉपुलेशन बढ़ गया है बिकॉज जो जंगली जानवर खाते थे आज जंगली जानवर वहां कम है, तो गाय मारते हैं, गाय और मवेशी मारते हैं, तो बिकॉज ऑफ विच क्या होता है कि टाइगर पॉपुलेशन अच्छा हो जाता है बिकॉज दे डोंट हैव टू हंट इट, हंटिंग इज नॉट अ चैलेंज, दे कैन इजीली गो एंड कैच अ कैटल, और कैटल के पास डिफेंस मैकेनिज्म नहीं है, प्लस इट्स अ बिग बॉडीड एनिमल एंड द फॉरेस्ट डिपार्टमेंट कॉम्पनसेट करता है, पैसा देता है क्योंकि आपका कैटल मारा है, नहीं तो लोग पॉइजन कर देंगे टाइगर को, तो वो उसके वजह से इन द वेरी शॉर्ट पीरियड टाइगर पॉपुलेशन हैज कम अप. Suddenly, a population who had no interaction or very little interaction with tiger, क्योंकि 30-40 साल तक वहाँ tiger इतने ज्यादा नहीं थे, तो किसी की सुनी सुनाई बातें थी, हाँ टाइगर हमारा दिसला होता, बोलते 10 दिन पहले किसी ने देखा, ऐसा था. आज ऐसा है कि रोज गांव के पीछे जो पॉन्ड है उनका, उन पे टाइगर आता है, वो सबको पता है. तो उसके वजह से इंटरेक्शन बढ़ गया. इंटरेक्शन का मतलब है कि इंसान और टाइगर एक दूसरे के आमने सामने, एक ही इंसान टाइगर को देख पा रहा है, टाइगर इंसान को देख रहा है, वो इंटरेक्शन हुआ न्यूट्रल,
राइट,
पॉजिटिव इंटरेक्शन. जहां पर जैसे टूरिस्ट जाता है वो टाइगर देखता है, और वो जो भी पैसा देता है वो गांव वालों के पास जाता है, गांव वाले को फायदा होता है, और टाइगर के बारे में एक पॉजिटिव ग्रेड. और नेगेटिव वो होता है कि जब टाइगर कोई मवेशी मारता है या कोई इंसान पे अटैक कर देता है या कोई ऐसे एग्रीकल्चर फील्ड में आके बैठ जाता है बच्चों के साथ, तो फिर वो जो खेती जिसकी है, जो अगर उसको हार्वेस्टिंग सीजन है एंड इफ देयर इज अ टाइगर क्लोज बाय, दे कैन नॉट डू इट, और उनके क्रॉप्स डैमेज हो जाते हैं, या डियर, वो वाइल्ड पिग एंड ऑल दीज अदर हर्बीवोरस एनिमल्स विल आल्सो गो एंड रेड क्रॉप्स, सो दे विल लूज लॉट ऑफ यील्ड बिकॉज ऑफ वाइल्ड एनिमल डेप्रेडेशन. बिटवीन द टाइगर एंड द हर्बीवोरस देयर इज इंक्रीज इंटरेक्शन बिकॉज देयर पॉपुलेशंस हैव गॉन अप, पीपल्स पॉपुलेशन हैज गॉन अप, फॉरेस्ट हैज गॉट shrunk and it has got degraded.
Okay.
Ye sara, this is all working in tandem with each other to create a situation. So, isliye VSTF ka program aisa tha ki wahan logon ko aur tiger ko kaise coexistence jaisi ek create ho sake. Aur VSTF mein government, it was a government led program where the government was trying to ensure convergence of various departments. Okay. So the collector office was the nodal agency and all other departments, irrigation हुआ, transport हुआ, energy हुआ, agriculture हुआ, ये सारी चीजें गांव वालों के जो micro plans होते थे, वो micro plans में वो लिखते थे कि हमें ये करना है, तो वो कैसे अलग अलग line departments उनको feed करके जो बीच में जो red tape worm है वो eliminate होके उनके convergence हो रही थी, और साथ conservation भी हो रहा था. तो when you talk to a poor family, I don't want you to go to the forest because तो उनके पास ऑप्शन ही नहीं है. You and I can sit in the room and talk about all this, but they have to go, otherwise how will they earn, right?
Right.
So it's very easy for us to preach, and so when the government doesn't do anything for them and in the turn expects them to not go to the forest or not go to graze, it is impossible.
So
right,
why
I force you can do it, but wo long term nahi hai, they will go and burn the forest. Gussa aa gaya to wo log jala denge jungle. So अच्छा. Then this program was where the government says कि जंगल बचाओ, but उसके return में we will make sure that your micro plans and everything fructifies, which means that whatever you for the village, we will try that all these various line departments who are actually designed to help you will actually start helping you.
Okay.
नहीं तो वो बहुत bureaucracy होती थी, तो the bureaucracy was cut. The chief minister's office was directly in touch with the collectors. And जो भी रिक्वायरमेंट थी वो मीट हो रही थी. इन दैट सिचुएशन इट वॉज पॉसिबल देन टू टॉक अबाउट टाइगर्स ऑल्सो, देन पीपल वर विलिंग टू लिसन टू यू बिकॉज उनके एजुकेशन नीड्स, उनके हेल्थ नीड्स के बारे में ऑफिसर्स आके बात करते थे. तो साथ में टाइगर्स एंड कंजर्वेशन, और उनके अगर इफ अ विलेज इज इन द जंगल एंड देर आर नो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी, तो सडनली बिकॉज ऑफ दिस VSTF प्रोग्राम, इफ दे हैव बीन एबल टू डिप्लॉय सोलर लाइट्स,
राइट,
और इफ दे हैव बीन एबल टू लेवल द रोड्स एंड हैव सीमेंट रोड inside the village, suddenly, and there are toilets, suddenly those people feel safer, right?
Okay.
And when you give, then you can expect. So WCT was trying to understand how the conflict was happening, while all the convergence was happening on one side, we were looking at a cluster, yani multiple villages, to see how we can create early warning signals for people so that we can tell them proactively that please go, don't go in that area because our camera trap mein ek tiger ka movement 5 baje hua hai and the tiger was moving in this direction. We don't know where it is, but it is within 1 kilometer from your village. So kindly don't go in this area.
Okay. Perfect.
So that is how we were trying to do. Plus, we were trying to see how we can reduce depredation of crop. So humne LED lights, sounds, ye sab use karke, cameras bhi lagakar, when a pig goes there, the moment the pig cuts infrared beam, it will start giving a loud siren. So the pig will get scared and it will move away. Because otherwise, most of the farmers have to spend their nights guarding their crops.
Right.
We were working and plus we were trying to reduce dependence on the forest. Ke livelihood ke liye, they would need fuel wood for cooking. So how do you provide solutions so that their requirement of wood goes down? Which means government system say they were getting LPG gas. And we are now doing hot water heaters. So where we are giving them water heaters as a subsidized rate, which means they pay 25 rupees, we pay 75. And this is funded by corporates. So, pehle HT Parekh Foundation, then BNP Paribas, KCT, ye sare jo corporates hai, mein fund karke hum ye unko subsidized form mein dete hai. They pay 25%, we pay 75%. And sabke ghar mein, wahan jitko bhi chahiye, wahan we have given them a water heater which can heat enough water for the entire family to bathe in less than 20-25 minutes. So the women will have more time. They will not have to go to the forest because the fuel used in the water heater is not wood. It is agriculture waste. It is paper, jo paper hai unke paas, or fallen leaves. So those kind of things are good enough. So they don't go. They don't have to go to the forest as many times. So if their visitation to the forest road reduces, their interaction with wild animals reduces, automatically conflict goes down. So you cannot control conflict by talking to people. You have to provide a solution, and that solution has to be so convenient that they think that by adopting that solution, they will have a better life. If that connection you can make, then automatically nobody wants to go to the forest and expose themselves to 45 degree temperature, to wild animals, to tick bites. There are so many insects. So all the time there are ticks on the body. So nobody wants to do it. It's not a happy place. So we are trying to find ways of uplifting the local communities so that they automatically start feeling prosperous and their interaction with the forest goes down, automatically conflict kam ho jayega. Today, nearly 50 people die because of tigers in that area. The world has to, so can you imagine 50 people every year?
Yes.
40,
yes.
50 people, it's big. And yes. So therefore we see as an organization, it is extremely important to work in that very, very complex landscape so that our solutions then are of solid quality. It's not some mediocre issue. It's a big issue. So if you can solve that, then you can solve any issue. That's why we focus on.
So, but overall, why does WCT get involved in these initiatives? Doesn't government have some ongoing activities around it? My question is around government khud itni capable nahi hai ki wo ye problems resolve kar paaye. Does government always require help from WCT, other conservation trusts?
No. So government bahut sari cheeze karti bhi hai na. Electricity, roads hai, transportation hai, trains hai, planes hai, sari cheeze aaj jo hai, wo kahin policies ke wajah se doing all that.
Okay.
WCT is only trying to fill gaps. Government is not scientist. Government is policy maker. Government will talk to people and people ki zaruriyat jo hai, zarur, jo unko zarur hai.
Necessities provide karne ke.
Necessities provide hota hai. This is action reaction. Whereas organization it thinks in the future and their solutions are proactive, which government can make at this as a policy so that problems are averted. So problems aane ke baad solve karna aasan hai aur wo dikhta bhi hai and it looks popular. But what we are trying to do is to do things before they happen. It may not look very amazing. Aisa kisi ko samjhega nahi kya ho raha hai, but wo pata hai ki agar ye nahi hota to usse aur 50 log marte hain to families destroy hote hain. Plus jo gussa hai logon ke man mein towards the jungle, towards the animal, wo is far reaching consequences hai uske. So uski cascading effects bhi bahut hai. So government is doing what they are doing. Because we work in areas very long term, yani we have worked in most areas for a decade, we will continue to work as long as we are there.
Okay.
We know the evolution of what is happening, what is the relationship, what do they think about the institution, which means gaon walo ko government ke bare mein kya lagta hai. So then instead of saying that government is at fault, what we are saying is government does this, and government kaisa hota hai, it can do coarse things, which means large ticket things, jo aisa finer scientific work hai, that is not part of their system. And if they do it, it may be very simplistic, which may not find a great solution in the field. So we are trying to support them. Our reports are given. It is done as a joint project. And whatever we our findings are, they become part of a policy, which will then as a white paper nikalte hai. Okay. So hold on. You can see this. So ye technical committee hai.
This is what WCT tries to submit to the government.
Nah, so this was a committee that was formed by the government at the request of the chief minister to find solutions to human wildlife conflict in that region that we were talking about. So isme jo data hai, so all you see ye sara hamare maps hai, tiger movement logo ka, ye you understand?
Yes, so this is the research documentation of all the research,
hum research karte hain. Eventually I was part of the committee, there were forest officers, there were other NGOs, there were social activists, and then we came up with holistic solution. So government will implement, but we have to find solid reasons, because otherwise they will invest crores of rupees, but if our findings are not solid, then it will not have an impact. Aur isme kya ek galti ho kisi ko samjhega bhi nahi, but I know that the repercussions are far more, because some family will lose a bread earner.
Yes,
and it's a big thing. You cannot save wildlife if you can't respect human beings.
We talked about WCT, we talked about your initiatives, your WCT initiative. It was a great discussion. But I do have to ask you this, how do you generate an interest in wildlife? Is it something jaise jo bachpan se rehta na, you're admiring something, and or it just by chance you're landed event with WCT?
No. So my parents tell me that it is congenital in me. That means that when I was 5 years old, I used to throw tantrums. I wanted to go to the forest. I would only ask for books on wildlife. I would always want to have a VHF cassette, VHS, to watch video on wildlife. Back then, television bhi nahi tha. Jab television aane ke baad, we used to have one program for an hour on Thursday. And Doordarshan would start at 7 and end at 11. Usme ek ghante ka program hua karta, saying in 80s. So, tab aise koi programs nahi the TV pe, ya aisa kuch nahi tha. But I was always inclined, I would skip visiting an orchard which was behind my house alone. I would go sit up on trees. And I started rescuing snakes when I was in 8th standard.
Oh, great.
Not keeping them as pets. I would always be against pet. I never felt that a wild animal should wait for you to give them food, even as a child. So I would take care of them, and the first thing I would want to do is release them after they are okay. I would never want to get attached to an animal because I've kept it for sometimes 2 months tak an injured animal is there. So mother will get attached to it and she'll say, yaar isko rehne de, ye to mere se hi khata hai. And I would say, no, it belongs to in the wild. Yahan rehne se to maut better hai, is what I should say. So, and therefore it has to go back. So this was congenital, and I studied in UD City. I did my fluid mechanics, surface chemistry work there, my PhD from there too. And most people thought that he loves wildlife, but he will probably keep doing some voluntary work and all that, but he will get into the corporate world and do, because UD City is one of the most acclaimed chemical engineering institutes in the country. Okay. So, but I knew that by the time I finished PhD, I realized that my passion was too deep, and I didn't want to do it as pastime, because then you can't make a difference. You can do it for your own happiness.
Right.
But on the ground, there will be hardly any difference. You will say, "Arey, I volunteered for an NGO for 2 days. Oh, NGO ko fayda hoga," but you are still not giving your full potential to it. So I said, rather than working in the corporate world, getting used to a lifestyle, getting used to a chauffeur-driven car, let me try this before there is any expectation out of me from the family. And I took up a job, and my first salary was less than my PhD stipend. So I started with Sanctuary Asia with Bittu Sehgal, and then 2009 is when WCT happened, and I was the first employee there, and then I built the team up. Now we are 90 people, economists to lawyers to MBBS doctors to conservation biologists, of course, developmental scientists, social psychologists, communication people, editors, forensic scientists, lawyers, these sare So it's made up of people with different strengths. And so we work as a team to solve real life problems.
So who created WCT?
WCT was registered by one gentleman called Hemendra Kothari. So okay. It is an NGO which was registered in 2002. It was run as a family trust.
Okay.
Urvi Piramal and the Kotharis, they started it in 2002. Slowly the trustee board changed. Then it became Hemendra Kothari. Tu Sehgal was part of the trustee board. Then his daughters joined. And in 2009 is when he said that this family trust is not, we are not achieving any feedback. We don't know what is happening with whatever we are doing. And they largely did donations. So they also wanted to see the feedback. They were not getting it. So he was already in touch with me. He knew me since 2002. So I said, I spoke to Bittu, who I was working with, and he was also fine with it. I started. But then I realized that just donating things to the government or anybody is not going to change much. You know, people do need it. It's not going to work. Visit, you have to think from the economic lens also, whether conservation is leading to direct income for local communities. Because conservation oftentimes benefits people who are hobbyists. They go to the forest to see tigers. Now, that's not why tigers are. But the living tiger should provide more opportunity to the local population. Only then can the tiger survive in the jungle. Otherwise, I'll go once in a year to see tigers. And पूरे साल वो टाइगर उनके गाय भैंस खाता है, उनके बच्चों को अटैक कर सकता है, जो भी है. सो दैट रोमांस इज नॉट, इज नेवर गोइंग टू अचीव लॉन्ग टर्म कंजर्वेशन गोल्स. सो वी आर देयरफॉर ट्राइंग टू सी हाउ वी कैन वर्क विद द गवर्नमेंट, वर्क विद द लीगल सिस्टम, वर्क विद द कम्युनिटीज, एंड ऑब्वियसली इंटरप्रेट वाइल्ड लाइफ फॉर देम टू ऑल दिस कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसीज, सो दैट दे कैन स्टार्ट प्लेइंग अ रोल. Where there's a win-win for each one of them. People who think they are at cross-purpose with each other will actually start working with each other even without realizing.
Oh, okay. Great, you are saying this. Yes. So how does your day look like in WCT? So you talked about you are doing so many things. So generally, what do you...
My teams are amazing. So I am a spokesperson of the organization now. So, right? Because the hard work, the physical hard work that is being put in the field, collecting data, training forest guards. We have a training program that has trained more than 17,000 forest guards on law enforcement and forensics. We are also training them on trauma management. We are doing medical camps for more than 16,000 forest guards, right? So those teams are anyways doing all that. Then there is the science-based team that's going and estimating tiger densities outside protected areas so that corridors can be strengthened. Then there are teams that are working with communities to do socio-economic studies, to understand the dependence on people, on nature, and then coming up with solutions that can reduce the interaction between wildlife and people. Then we have a dog unit where they actually use sniffer dogs. We have 3 dogs now. We were 4, but one of them unfortunately died of cancer recently. But the remaining 3 are trained to detect animals. So on conflict situation, they can go and find where the leopard is that has killed a goat or whatever. Then they are also being used to understand where the animals are crossing on the road so that we can suggest underpasses in that area because they can smell tigers and leopards and other animals. We are also using them to detect pangolins and other species. So dogs are used for multiple things. We have dog handlers. It's a very, very multi-departmental kind of work. A lot of it is also policy because we are part of 3 state boards of wildlife, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Jammu and Kashmir. Then okay. We are also on conservation authority. Then we are on the coastal regulatory zone authority. So through those governing bodies, WCT is able to influence the government and also infuse scientific thinking in those committees. So currently, so we probably work on these kind of reports with them. We also work on, I'll show you another document. So this is a WCT report on linear infrastructure. Can you read?
Yes, the policy framework for connectivity, conservation and smart infrastructure.
This is for 8 states in central India. So there are maps for all states where the linear infrastructure is cutting the corridors. So you see all the railways, and so that's where we are trying to be proactive so that the government can deploy. Then state wildlife action plan for Maharashtra, I was part of the drafting committee. Currently, I'm working on the state wildlife action plan, 20-year action plan for Madhya Pradesh. It's ongoing. So all the work that we do in the field eventually precipitates into some policy paper with the government or on providing solutions on the ground for the communities. So that's the way we are functioning.
Great.
And so
awesome.
I love for nature was always there. And now working with WCT and the people in WCT, you know, it's been a great, great journey so far. And I'm able to do what I love, and I always wanted to do what I love. So I didn't want to struggle trying to be someone else, even though I had the best degree possible to actually go and do things. And I would have been successful in the corporate world. I feel corporate jobs are not as difficult as conservation, because in conservation, so many different factors and so many externalities. So if I was a manufacturing unit, if I was making cars, then I just have to have basically some profits. The government is already aligned. Automobile industry needs to be pushed. Roads are being built. All I have to do is, you know, keep doling out cars which are environmentally friendly, and I'll do well. That's all my purpose. But when you're doing conservation, you can't talk to the constituency that you're working with. I can't talk to a tree and say, what do you want? I can't talk to a dolphin and say, what do you want? Right? So I'm guessing what they want through science. Then I'm translating it into a different language for the government. The same thing, so that the government understands, so that the policy is written, and working with the community, so that the community doesn't think that animals are more important than them. At the same time, they should know that these animals, without them, their life is also going to be miserable. Then we're worrying about climate change, weather, flooding, the severe field conditions, temperatures of 45 degrees or sub-zero, field teams are working day in and out in the forest. Any accident can happen, any wild animal can attack them, legal side of it, law, and there are so many different externalities, political externalities, where a political party changes and the entire game changes. Leadership in a village changes and a project that was doing beautifully well suddenly is killed by the new person, right?
Right.
And the media, so how to manage media, how to communicate so that the people, at least the children who are reading what you're saying, don't lose hope. Because as adults, it's very difficult to keep having hope because of all the issues that you see every day. But you cannot expose the children to that, because otherwise they will say, oh no, we can't do anything. So you have to continue to have faith in what you do and actually look confident for the next generation to want to do what you're doing. Otherwise, everybody will say, Ari, kya, chalo, let's just make money. Jo bhi hoga, hoga.
Right. It's inspiring. This is
a very complex field. So I think conservation, while everybody wants to do, I think it is more difficult than running an industry.
Yes, yes.
End game is money.
Yeah.
So it's very aligned people.
Right.
Conservation mein sabke liye apne perceptions mein alag alag cheez hai. Your own team also says that I like to work with the tiger. Someone says I don't like tiger. I want to work on underwater organisms. You cannot say tiger is more important than the fish, right? It's all the same.
All the same.
So here you are. Everybody has to be aligned when they are looking at the elephant from different angles. So we are seeing the elephant, whereas somebody is just seeing the trunk, somebody is just seeing the ear, somebody is just seeing the belly of the elephant, somebody is just seeing the tusk of the elephant, right? How put all of it together so that the guy who sees the trunk, but does things which will also help the tail of the elephant.
Awesome. Great, great. And you've been around in this industry for past 13 years?
No. This is the Wildlife Conservation Trust. But
okay.
I've been doing tiger-related work since 1993-94. Even when I was doing my master's and PhD, I used to go and volunteer and estimate tiger densities with WCS. When Ullas Karanth and his teams were working, I used to go and spend some time with them to estimate, you know, tiger densities using camera trap to walk transects. Plus, I've been taking pictures since 1993-94 and publishing articles all over, writing, photographing.
I saw one of your video around this, like you were part of Tiger Travel Knowledge Series, TOF Tigers. So,
you will see hundreds of talks online now. Because of COVID, a lot of things went online. Therefore, it's all there. Go online and check in Google, you will see. So, I don't decline talks, and I will talk to all constituencies, which means today I was talking to zoologists, and a few days back I went and spoke in another college, Mira Road. Then I go and do giving lectures to, you know, even I've spoken to CAs, I've gone and spoken in IIMs, I'll go and talk to IIT. So I believe that conservation cannot happen just with biologists. It will have to be everybody.
Everybody.
So I, as a visiting lecturer to XIC in Xavier's, to deliver lectures to their communications guys.
Okay.
Choose. I will talk to the medical officers. I will go and talk to IAS officers to try and spread these, and it takes time, but for last 30 years I'm doing it. So now when I look back, I must have interacted with hundreds of thousands of people till now.
Awesome.
That
awesome.
It started Kids for Tigers, which was a conservation education program in schools. And it used to go to 500,000 students every year. And the program is still running, although it's not running in the same avatar as it used to run. But the time that I was there, until about 2011-12, it used to go to nearly 400 to 500 schools across the country. And so through that, I mean, millions of students have got exposed to conservation talks when all that was not happening. This is in 2000. Okay. All these multiple channels were not there at that point. So we used to go to schools, roadside shows, take kids out for walks, do painting competitions on environment, singing competition, poems, then do signature campaigns, go and meet chief ministers with children, go and meet prime minister with the children, so that people, kids understand that they don't have to wait till they are 18 to start calling this planet their own. You know, they have not done anything wrong, yet they have been gifted this lousy environment that we and our predecessors have created. And yes. Now it is their problem. We are saying that hum to chale jayenge, you handle it. So, and they still in their eyes have so much of hope. They look at me, they think that I am jadugar and I will be able to save all tigers. Right? Because that's how we are, right?
As a,
child, we are so, you know, we can be influenced easily. So I will continue to interact with young
people. Any questions you can think of, any one or two questions which kids might have asked you regarding this entire thing, maybe planet or tigers? Interesting question, creative questions.
There are a zillion questions they will ask. So they will ask, some of them will say that there was a child who said, why is tiger important? I love chimpanzees. And you guys keep talking, why should we only talk of tigers? Why not chimpanzees? Now, I could say, "Arey, but what are you saying? Tigers, they live in large areas. You protect a tiger, you protect 50 square kilometers. In that, there could be so many different species and all that is no." So, to them, you have to say that, yeah, you should, if you love chimpanzees, you must go and do something about them. And this program will tell you how to work with chimpanzees. So, just change the chimpanzee in your head and start creating a conservation project around chimpanzees.
Awesome.
You must definitely. So,
great.
And I think children are pure-hearted. They ask without any malice. Yes. And if you can answer children convincingly, then you can answer anybody.
Anybody, exactly.
Because I remember my father used to tell me that you asked me, why does a dog have a tail? He had never thought of it. Why did a dog have a tail? But there's a reason. Why a dog has tail? Why is a crow black? So those kind of questions children will ask. And we'll say, "Arey, yaar, tu kya bachche jaisi baatein kar raha?" But actually, adults say it because they don't know the answer.
Right, right.
Because we just take it for granted. Somebody called a crow, so I'm calling it a crow. So
yes, awesome. Yes. You talked about your work there in this industry for the last 30 years. And India is a home to amazing, unique species from giant Indian squirrel to snow leopard, Indian bustard, these many. Like, and every of these species have some unique behavior. Like I can think of giant squirrel. What they do, squirrels, they feed their mouths and jahan pe bhi unko safe jagah milti hai wahan khane wale, they waggle their tails and put all their nuts into that ground, and then whenever they're ready, they can. Similarly, the what is called Markhar. Markhar is a largest Indian goat. The harsh conditions mein rehna seekh gaya hai. They are the best climbers, best runners in those mountain areas. In your experience, have you come across any this specific animal behavior which you consider a form of an intelligence? Like, usko dekhne ke baad aapko ye kaise kar rahe hai?
My teachers are these animals only. So I don't think intelligence, we think intelligence is connected to a brain size. I don't believe that. Trees, we don't attribute brains when we talk of trees, right? Trees mein brain nahi hota. Trees are plants.
Right.
Brain animals, right? And the larger the brain, the more the fold in the brain, the more intelligence.
No,
my thing is, it can do, it probably has to do with cognitive abilities or abilities to use tools, to be more dexterous in doing things, to use different things. That may be true. But what is intelligence? In my definition, intelligence is what makes you survive without destroying the very land on which you are surviving. That is intelligence. And all animals fit that bill. All plants fit that bill. There is no plant that is dangerous for that very land. No.
Okay.
That plant generate, and a plant is connected to by. So every plant in a 1 acre plot is connected to each other.
Through roots.
And through the mycorrhizas, that is the fungus that is associated with the root. There are hundreds of mycorrhizae And without mycorrhiza, the exchange of nutrients will not happen. So that movie Avatar that they showed is a very scientific movie. It just packaged in a way that a common man understands. So what they show, that every organism is connected, that those Magi people and those species that lived there, they were all connected, and they used to, you know, they would take their tail and they will connect it to the body.
To make a bond. So to make a bond, yes.
Bond that is has to be shown to a human being. But in an animal, that bond is a given. The moment it comes there, no lion will eat so many deers that there will be no deer left for him.
So you mean to say, like, prey and predator will also have a bond?
The prey and predator will also have a bond, meaning in anthropogenic terms, we understand bonds differently. But no animal will kill more than it requires. Even if there is food or too many animals in front of it, once an animal has killed and has enough, it will rarely go and hunt again.
So have you experienced this firsthand?
I'm a diver too. So when I go in the ocean, and you're diving and you have sharks everywhere. They're not hunting you. They hunt only at a certain time of the day. And then they hunt, they become like a school of sharks. So these 15, 20 sharks will go after fish that are hiding, and they will catch fish. The same fish is swimming 3 feet away from the shark in the day, and the shark is not bothered. So that fish is also not bothered. The fish is not scared of the shark in the day. But come night, and the fish will suddenly understand that now tables are going to turn and that they have to escape. So that's how it is. Then there are so many such things. There are frogs that we think are amphibians. What buddhi? But there are frogs that the male frogs will carry eggs on their back.
Yes.
They will 20 feet up, 30 feet up to find a water accumulated in a hollow in a tree or in leaves.
Yes.
And
yes,
they will drop the egg there, then come down. That could be so many meters away. And remember, that tree is so big that even you and I will not be able to go to the same branch again. They will go up the branch and again take another egg and put it there. Seahorses, the males, actually the females lay the babies.
Eggs and then the male take care of it.
Will take care of them in the pouch.
Right.
Octopuses, the females will lay eggs under rocks and she will sit there to guard those eggs for month and more, and constantly pump fresh water. Not fresh water, meaning they will take water in and they'll blow water to aerate so that there is no growth, there is no infection. During that time, she doesn't move even once, so no predator can get there. Even if a predator comes, it bite his arm off and take away, the octopus will stay there. And once the babies are out is when the octopus gives up and dies there.
Ooh.
So the female dies taking care of the babies, right? Mm-hmm. There are turtles that are born in a beach. So the females come on land, they will lay eggs and they will go back. That will happen in a night. Half a night, they'll go dig, lay 60, 70, 80 eggs depending on the species. And they'll go back, cover it, go back. And then the babies are out, they will not go in the opposite direction. They will always go towards the sea. They don't even know, but they will go. But that, people say, could be instinct. But the beauty is that they will go at this small, they will be the size of a coin in that big ocean where there are so many predators.
All right.
They will travel 10,000 nautical miles sometimes. So a turtle born in Maharashtra could end up in Sri Lanka and go to Odisha and then come back. So when that female reaches sexual maturity and she wants to lay eggs again, she will come back wherever she is to that same beach to lay eggs.
She'll remember the beach.
Because in nature, in the head of animals, probably, that if I was born and if I was safe, then if I don't know any other beach, then taking a chance in an unknown beach is definitely worse off than the beach where I was born.
Right. That could be a possibility.
Leopards are released. So if there is a leopard that was trapped, say, somewhere in Bombay, because it entered a hutment, and the department captured it, and then they went and released it in Nashik.
Okay.
That could be 150 kilometers away. And the leopard was inside a cage. The cage was inside a van, and the cage was covered with a green cloth, so the leopard has not seen anything. And it is then released somewhere. There have been instances, many instances. Now with radio collaring, we know exactly.
Yes.
And 2 months ke baad, the same leopard is at the same spot. Not even retrained. It is walked on the road and remembered anything. It is inside. How will you remember? yet they have zeroed down. Think about birds. They migrate. Parents they migrate. Go differently, right? So there are a zillion such examples.
Behavior patterns.
And last, the plants. I was started with the plant and I somehow...
Yes,
yes. This is all brain. Hai. Chalo, hum kehte, we have not understood. Plants, you have seen a flower.
Right.
What is a flower? Flower is some color. It has some fragrance. Color, right. If you bait those insects that can see color in UV light.
Right. Yes.
Those that don't get triggered by color, they will attract by fragrance.
Right.
They get triggered again by the presence of nectar.
Right.
Nectar is what? It is a bribe that the tree is giving to the pollinator who is not even knowing that it is a pollinator.
Right.
So, aise hi attractor gets to smell the nectar ka some chemicals.
Okay.
So, it doesn't even know there is pollen or there is a stigma. So, the pollen is on the top always, on the surface.
Yeah.
And the neck, so that the animal will have to go in. And when it goes in, the pollen will hit the back of the animal. And the animal will be fed by the plant. When it comes out, the animal feels satisfied. And the trees will flower at a different time. So, there will be female flowers, male flowers. The male flower, pollen has to go to the female flower. So, the trigger is in such a way that then it will go to a female flower. And there it will do the same thing. The structure of the female flower is different.
Right.
And it will. There are trees with both stigma and anthers on the same flower. Many such flowers are.
Many such flowers.
Flowers and female flowers are different. So there it happens. But when the anther and stigma are the same, then they will go to and they'll go and then pollinate that. But this is amazing enough. But what is more interesting is to know that the amount of nectar that the flower produces is regulated by the tree to such an extent that it is good enough to attract, but not enough to satisfy.
No, this thing.
Insect will have to go to many more flowers. Aisa nahi ki attract karo, usko khila do, fir wo bahar aake baith jayega aaram se tang upar karke. Bhai, ab to bas. Lekin aisa nahi. That is also regulated. Some flowers change color after they have. So the once the pollen are active, they are of a different color. Once the pollens are all, you know, after a few days, the flower changes color and the color becomes, say, from blue to red. Mm-hmm. So, in UV light, an insect see only in UV light. So, they can't see colors like we do.
Right. Yes, yes.
Blue light is like neon that the insect cannot ignore. But the red color is very drab gray color for them. So, the insects are in a way told not to waste your time because here there is nothing. You only go to the blue flower because there you will get nectar also. And then if I, as a plant, don't do this, then the insect will go to so many useless flowers and waste their energy.
Yes.
And their will go down. So this, and this is not intelligence.
Well-planned infrastructure.
If we had, we would not be so idiotic.
So do you think, coming back to your statement, do you think studying animal behavior, understanding animal behavior would definitely help people to appreciate the natural world?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course it will help because you will learn to be frugal. You will learn to waste less. You will learn to recycle everything. You will learn to give back what you have taken. At the end you die and you will go back into the soil. And the soil has... So there is so much that you can learn. Every day I learn, I'm a student of nature since I was a kid, I told you. And yet I feel I'm still in kindergarten. I'm excited when I go to the forest. Every time I go, I see something new. And still, I think I know only 5% of what there is.
Now, since end of the questionnaire, since we are short on time. So, considering this increase of, I've got to know about this term, nature deficit disorder. Jahan pe log ghar pe rehte hain, bahar nahi jaate. So, how one can take part of and get involved and include in this conservation? So, are you facing some challenges?
बच्चों के लिए स्कूल्स में इवेंट्स होने चाहिए बहुत सारे स्कूल प्रोग्राम्स एनजीओ शुड स्टार्ट लॉट ऑफ यंग पीपल लाइक यू शुड इन्वॉल्व चिल्ड्रन एंड पेरेंट्स हैव टू बी टोल्ड टू अलाउ द चिल्ड्रन टू गो इन द ओपन स्पेंड सम टाइम इन नेचर दे विल लर्न पेशेंस दे विल इम्प्रूव देयर ऑब्जर्वेशन स्किल्स दे विल स्टार्ट यूजिंग ऑल देयर सेंसेस इक्वली राइट नाउ वी जस्ट यूज आवर माउथ
Right.
Nose, everything, and you will learn from nature, and you will be, you can learn from other species because you don't have an ego in front of them. But and you will understand that size doesn't matter. You can be an elephant or an ant in the jungle. Your status is the same.
Right. So, as a closing, before we sign off, any last comment or suggestion to the list? What would be your last?
No. I just feel that nature is a never-ending encyclopedia, and it's all there for free, and it's everywhere. It's in the city, it's in the village, it's in the jungle, it's in the sea, it's in the rivers, it's in the mountains, it's in the valleys. You just have to have and develop the eye and the ears and the nose to absorb it. You are the ward of nature, and you should always remain humble and open up to it, and you will only benefit. More than nature, you will benefit. So be selfish and understand it more.
Thank you. Thank you, Anil. Thank you so much for connecting. Means a lot.